N0TR, this is KN4RJN.
KN4RJN, N0TR. Let me turn the CW down there, John. How you doing, buddy?
This is KN4RJN. Pretty good, Tom. How you doing? How's Bernice, Bernice doing?
Oh, she's doing perfect. She's upstairs making a homemade pumpkin pie right now. And hopefully she'll surprise me with some pie dough cinnamon rolls out of the extra pie dough. Oh, I was just logging this contact with this island of Guernsey. You know where that's at?
Say again the name.
Guernsey, I think it's Guernsey. I worked them before. I just don't know what frequencies or when. Or if it's the same station. I think it's right off of England, John. Out there in the British Channel. Yeah, it is. I was looking there. It's between England and France. And there's another one out there that's pretty common. It's called Jersey. It's in the Channel Islands off the coast of France. And I don't know how to tell you. Part of France that I don't see familiar names on it, but France kind of sticks out into the English Channel there, and it's out off of that.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, I gotta put this window down and bring up Google Earth to see where that's at. But yeah, I got a general idea where you're talking about, somewhere out in there. So, what's he got to say?
We're just running contacts, nothing. But I haven't been doing anything very much lately. I was trying to get this VK9 Charlie uniform, and it's off the coast of India. And the chances of that are slim and none. Very difficult to get, and... Oh, as usual, there's a bunch of lids on there, if you know what I mean. So they key up on the DX, and they just sit there and push their little buttons and don't know how to do CW. One of those things.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, I understand. Traffic jam. And everybody's driving with their eyes closed.
Technology. Pass the test, you lower the standards. So they go out and buy a CW copier and a keyboard, and they do it the same as they do on FT8 and stuff like that. They just punch the button, and they memorize their call sign, and then if they hear their call sign, they just punch the button again, but they just keep doing it over and over and over and over, and they never listen. So it's... Oh, it's changed from many years ago, but C'est la vie, what hasn't? How you been, John?
This is KN4RJN. Oh, I've been fine. I took the dog down to the bottom of the hill to do his business, and actually jogged a little bit back up the hill just to see if I could, and it turns out that I can. Got to watch out for the mole holes in the yard, but other than that... So hip's doing good. I can actually get my sock on. Can't quite reach, almost reach my toenails, but not quite. I'm going to get somebody to trim that one toenail. It's the middle toe. It toenail kind of curves, and every once in a while I hit that inside my shoe, and it hurts because it's digging into the toe a little bit. And that's one I can't quite reach. So, but other than that, last time I saw the doc, he said, "Okay, you're good for 9 months. I'll see you in November." So, it's getting there. How's she doing? Good?
She just come down the stairs and sit down. I was watching Port Protection Alaska over here. And she's watching it. It's an outdoorsy show up in Alaska that we like. But she likes this other thing called, it's a detective story. I'll put it on in a little bit when I get talking here. It's called White Collar. It's kind of a suspense detective story. And we watch one of those every night.
This is Canford, and yeah, my wife watched, and I've watched a few of them too. Thing called Maine Cabin Masters. Have you ever watched that? That one's kind of neat.
What's it about, John?
They a bunch of guys go around and they design. Well, among other things, they used to, the one show, and I think it's the same guy that does both of them, but maybe not. Anyway, it's this band of brothers go around to the various cabins up in Maine. People hire them to renovate the cabin, or you know, some of these cabins have been up there since, you know, the 30s and 40s, and some of them are in pretty bad shape, and they renovate them and turn them into something pretty well, pretty spectacular. And the other one's Treehouse Masters. That's the guy I was thinking of. He designs and builds treehouses for people, and I mean, there's some elaborate, unbelievable, you know, treehouses that he builds. And the main cabin masters, they go into an old, dilapidated, you know, shack and turn it into you know, a real nice cabin, and it's kind of neat to watch.
TR scale 4 again. Yeah, I'd love that. Well, give me the name of the treehouse one, and maybe we'll watch that one. I'll write it down, otherwise my feeble memory will forget it. The daughter sends us names of different things that we might like. This one was a series, and it just goes on and on. I don't know how long it'll last. But it's kind of hard to do CW or sign in. I usually stall it when I sign into the net. But you have to keep up with it, or you get out of touch real easily. Bernice watches them close and I miss. But I've seen some beautiful tree houses on TV, of course. But, man, that would be great.
This is Can4RJ, and yeah, it's called Treehouse Masters. And they do some amazing things. I mean, they go to the people and they go look at the trees and, you know, pick out a spot and start up. And then they go to town and build some incredible things. The other one is Maine Cabin Masters. And they do kind of the same thing, only with Maine cabins. And they'll turn a little shack into, you know, an unbelievable cabin when they get all done. But I mean, I've seen some of them where they, you know, they replace the roof, they replace the walls, they redo the inside, they, you know, they do all kinds of stuff with it. But yeah, Treehouse Masters and Maine Cabin Masters are the two shows, and I'm not sure. I'll have to look up, see what network they're on, but one of the cable networks. I'll have to look at that. Hang on.
That really sounds good. I got it written down too, John. If Shane, if you're out working tonight, join in the conversation. I hollered at him a while ago, but I don't know what nights he works. But everybody's welcome here. Let me see what band I wanted to put down here. 40. I'm logging this contact, and it was on CW. Well, it's been a crummy day today, I'll tell you for sure. We went out and went to Aldi's and got groceries and about got drowned in doing that.
This is Ken Forge, and yeah, Treehouse Masters was on Animal Planet and Discovery, and I think they're in their final season, but it's been going since I don't know when. But there's always reruns of it, but and the Maine Cabin Masters are probably, you know, either on Discovery or one of those cable channels. But yeah, it's been we didn't get rain up here. It's been cloudy and kind of cold and damp, but nothing ever actually hit the ground. So she went to Aldi's and it was cold outside, and she went inside and it was cold inside too, and she doesn't get cold not like I do, and she was walking around blowing on her hands trying to stay warm. But yeah, it's been kind of a, not exactly miserable, but not exactly pleasant either up here. Most of the rain was south of us, so you guys got it all. We didn't get squat.
John, there's no question about it. And Aldi's always cold. wherever it's at. Yeah, this I looked this island up. I was telling you, I was trying to get it. It's called West Island Cocos Keening Islands. It says Australia. But I thought it was over by India. Let me look. Maybe I'm wrong. I'll zoom it out here right quick. It's by Christmas Island. It's on the other side of Singapore, so it's 10,858 miles, so... that's a fur piece. That's why it's the week, and all I got is wire in Dennis John. I can hear him, but I don't stand much of a chance of getting in with him. I have the power, but that don't always count. You got to have propagation, and then you have to catch him because he's always moving up and down in frequency.
Zeus can 4 RJ. Yeah, that would be that's a bit of a trip, but power and a high enough antenna. But yeah, well, that's one of the things about EchoLink that I kind of like is that, you know, anybody that's got an EchoLink station, I can bounce around. There's, I don't know how many EchoLink stations listed on the thing, but there's a bunch, and I bumped into few stations in languages that I don't speak. I said, okay, let's try something else. I've talked to some guys in England, talked to some folks in Australia, obviously, and a few Germans that actually speak English. While my son was over there, I kept trying to talk to Ukraine, but Ukraine's kind of locked down. They won't let anything in, and I kind of understand that. But yeah, there's a there's a number of radio operators over in Europe and even in the Far East that you know will speak English, at least a form of it, and talk to a few people over there. Dan in England that was actually a school teacher, and he was trying to introduce his students to ham radio. So I got to talk to a few of them and third party, and it was kind of neat.
They just set the net mode up there and said, okay. It is. I talked to a guy all the way home one day from Maldives, just about. He was a VK in Australia. Really nice guy. And I've talked to some people in England, just by chance, on EchoLink. Patrick gave a talk on some other mode the other night up at the Tryon Club. And he also uses that digital mode, and heck, you can take a handy talking talk around the world nowadays, I guess, because you're going through digital on the internet, you know.
This is CAN4RGN. Yeah, I haven't tried any DX or any of that other stuff. I don't get that much into it, but EchoLink's kind of neat. It's a little bit. A little bit flaky. Every once in a while, things cut out, and some days, if the net's acting stupid, you know, it won't hook up at all. But for the most part, it's, you know, quasi reliable.
The handy talkie. Wow. Bernice just brought me down some Pido cinnamon rolls. They're just small ones, about a couple inches long, and inch wide. Oh, are those things delicious? But I got to tell you, they're hot. But that sounds more intriguing than these FDHs and stuff like that. One Patrick was talking about, you can actually carry on a conversation. And these other ones, they're just contacts. But in the click of a mouse, you know. But the mode he was talking about, I never heard of it. You can actually have a conversation or leave them a message. It's sort of like instant message. And that's almost as good as, you know, getting the radio. It's got the digital on it. Mine are not, of course, they're old. But if it's got that digital mode on it, whatever it is, gosh, you can talk anywhere in the world on it. Of course, you can do that on the internet, too, I guess.
This is KN4RJN. Well, yeah, this is true, too. But I still got my radio. I haven't fired it up in like forever. I've just got a little bitty antenna, and I can, you know, talk locally here to the couple of clubs that run nets, but their nets aren't as much fun as our net is. So it's like it's just different. What can I say?
In your last gun, I missed it.
KN4RJN, nothing important. I just, you know, I'm saying I can talk to some of the local nets here, but they're not as much fun.
This is Gerald TR. I just took a bite of one of these hot cinnamon rolls. Oh, boy. I just requested a glass of milk. So Vanessa's going to go upstairs and get me some milk. Keep me from burning my mouth, I guess, John. Well, what else you been up to? I went out and dipped the chicken some oats and some corn. Their feeder's getting low. It's going to be 7 degrees tomorrow, only like 48 with that rain. We got 6,700, it looks like, John. But it's still 43 out there and not much wind. Was out in the northeast, showing out of the west right now. But pretty nice down here in the basement. It's 73 at 40% humidity.
This is KN4RJN. Up to, let's say, tomorrow and Wednesday. It's supposed to get up into the 70s, and even Thursday, it'll be sunny. I got to get the lawnmower out from underneath the deck and drag it into the garage and check the blades and the and the tires and the oil and the belts and all that kind of stuff and get that ready, because I've got the onions are starting to grow and some of the tall weeds are starting to grow. The grass is still fairly dormant, but all the weeds are going crazy, so I'm going to have to break down and get out and mow the grass here for too much longer, but I got to service the lawnmower first.
Listen, Gerald TR, yeah, I always buy a new kit ahead of time that has the two spark plugs and quart of oil, or 2 quarts of oil, whatever it takes. And I think it takes 1.8 in the John Deere. And what else do I have? The air filter and the gas filter. I don't change the gas filter every time. But I got 4 more hours, and then I got to do that too. Them dang onions are springing up everywhere. I used to use Roundup for yards. It kills the weed, but not the grass. Now we got fescue, and you got to check whether it can be used on fescue or Bermuda or whatever. I think it can be used on Bermuda also. But I changed the Spectracide, and you can get it at any local place. I just ordered it online. It takes 5 ounces to the gallon. And I went out twice now already and shot those onions and the henbit, those blue flowers. Cause, man, they're coming up everywhere. The neighbor doesn't take any care of her lawn. And her brother says, oh, he's got allergies, and so he don't go out and do it either. When she mows it and the fire ants right down to the ground. But all them dang weeds spread over here. Always, before DJW was still over there, he used to live there. But these people, they just don't take any care of their house or any care of their yard in particular. It's just a yard of weeds.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, the front yard isn't too bad. I've got a lot of clover in the back, and the bees like it, so I don't mess with the clover. In fact, I'll avoid mowing when the flowers are up for a while, so the bees got something to go after. But yeah, if I killed the weeds in the backyard, I wouldn't have any yard at all. it's kind of a mess, but the front yard doesn't look too bad. So, you know, it is what it is. I don't like spraying stuff on the yard anyway. But yeah, I've got a multicultural yard. There's all kinds of things out there. But yeah, those little blue flowers are. She went out and pulled a few of those around the deck where we got some other flowers going, and and the crabgrass I don't particularly like. I see that, I'll dig it up or kill it or do something with it. What I got to fight most is moles, because they leave tunnels and holes, and I got holes in the backyard that I have to mow around, because if the tire drops down in there, I'm gonna scalp the surrounding area. And some of those are deep. You gotta watch it when you take the dog down too. You step in one of those, you break an ankle. But and it's a steep hill, so. But you can tell where when they built the house, where the sod stopped and the contractor mix began. and it's a mess. And of course there's a bunch of trees down by the creek, and they drop sticks and limbs and crap, and that takes almost as long to pick all that stuff up and get it out of the way as it does to mow it. So anyway, it is what it is.
Down here, our tire yard was like a desert. I mean, it had never been taken care of. And I just didn't have asphalt, but the daughter that lives down here, that's an engineer at General Electric, she got laid off one time years ago. And so she bought Lawn Doctor of Greer. So she has all the licenses and the know-how to treat the lawns. And she can still order the stuff in bulk, wholesale. So she does that for us and gets hers at the same time. And they just brought it in on a semi-truck the other day. It was like, four bags of stuff. And then they left hers here, too, and then she came up and picked it up. Comes in from Inman, I think. But he delivers stuff all over down here. And that's the only reason I care about it anymore. And she went with Fescue, which stays green all winter for the most part. But I don't know, it's got to become a kind of a hobby that keeps me up and moving a little bit, John, at my age. And so I go out there and try to attack the weeds and that like they were the enemy. In the summertime, it looks pretty nice, though.
This is KN4RG. Yeah, when I lived down in Inman, I had two and a third or two and a quarter acres, and I had the front yard, which was huge, because the house was set way back from the road. And then I had a strip of backyard that was reasonably decent, and then a line of trees, and back behind that it was nothing but sticks and rocks and holes and whatnot, and that's what I called the back 40. And it'd take me a good 2.5-3 hours on a zero turn to mow all that. And I generally spread that out over 2 or 3 days. And sometimes I wouldn't mow the back 40 at all, and for, you know, once or twice. But my neighbor and I have both talked about it, and he's decided that he's going to mow a little bit less and just let it grow and save on the gas, because his backyard is even steeper than mine, and going up and down that thing is when you go down it, you're pushing on the steering wheel to keep from falling over the top, and when you come up it, you're holding on to the steering wheel to keep from falling off the back. It's pretty steep. So, but yeah, yard work is not one of my favorite things to do. I can think of a whole lot of other things I'd rather do than that. One of the things I did is I actually got my workbench in the garage cleared off so that I could see it now. I had it stacked up with stuff, and it was getting to be quite a mess. I got to work on the rest of the garage and get things straightened out so that I can actually, you know, find the tool I'm looking for when I need it.
Well, I got my tools well organized. I was an electrician and electronic technician for 50 years, so I got quite a few, 3 rollaways, and can't even use most of them anymore now because I'm too beat up, but I know where everything's at. I guess I learned that in the service. And I had a dear friend here the other day, and he says, "Tom, you're so organized." And I thought, boy, that's a nice comment. shoot. But, it's 1.2 acres here, but actually, the back 40, I call it, out there, I've cleared it off and made an antenna field out of it and left the big oak trees that I needed. It was just forest when we moved here, and there's about 100 yards back there that's just clear. And so we just have to do the front yard and the backyard, which is about 10,000 square feet, I think. But there are some steep spots like that, and it is a concern. And I can't hardly do it anymore. It hurts my back too bad, but I got pillows on the lawnmower and everything else, John. So just getting old stuff ain't for sissies, that's for sure. Better off to use caution, John, and not do it. My neighbor has it done, but it's $1,000 a year, and I'm too cheap for that. It's just too much for my pay grade. Anyway, John, it's nice talking to you this evening. Glad you jumped in there. I always want to try the radios out. Thanks for the tips on the house masters, the tree house masters and that. And the main cabin master. We'll look that up the next few days. Take care, my friend. In 73, KN4RJN, N0TRG. Later, John.
KN4RJN. Give Bernice a kiss for me. Good night.